In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we learn about the life of St. Benedict the Moor, we can praise God for his great wonders, especially in the life of this great saint. His miracles were countless, both in life and after his death. His fame of sanctity crossed borders from Europe to the East and West Indies. Currently, he has many devotees in the American nations, specifically in Venezuela, Peru, and Brazil. Mr. Vito was terminally ill, and the doctors had said there was no chance that he would recover. The confessor came, and he confessed with many tears, the two of them alone. His father, seeing that humanly there was no remedy, went to the convent and prayed before the image of the Virgin. At that moment, St. Benedict the Moor came out, and the father went to him to tell him about his son's problem. St. Benedict the Moor began to pray, and after a while, he got up and told his father, "The Virgin Mary has given you the grace, and your son will not die." All consoled, he went to his house and told his son what had happened. The patient certainly improved, and the next day, he got up, and after 8 days, he went to the convent to thank the Virgin Mary and St. Benedict the Moor. St. Benedict the Moor recognized him when he saw him, without having met him before, and said to him, "The Lord has given you the grace for the tears you shed in confession. He has prolonged your life, as he did with the King Ezekiel of the Bible, that through his tears, God also prolonged his life." The cured man was amazed that St. Benedict the Moor knew that he had shed tears in his confession, if only he and his confessor were present. Mr. Ferenza and his wife had two sons, one Giovanni and the other Giuseppe. They both hated each other. One day, they had a fight, and Giovanni killed Giuseppe with a stone. Giovanni ran away from home. Their parents were notified and went to see the dead son. Then at this time, St. Benedict the Moor passed by, and they called him to console them. He had compassion on his parents. He saw and touched the dead 15-year-old boy, made the sign of the cross on him with a short prayer, and told them, "Have faith in the Lord." The saint withdrew himself and had barely walked a few steps when the dead young man rose alive to the wonder of all, who changed their sadness into joy. Giuseppe lived for many years and died of another illness. Mr. Blundo was seriously ill, and from the waist down he was paralyzed, unable to put his feet on the ground. He had been in bed for 4 months without being able to improve with the medications he was taking. He couldn't even sleep at night, and everyone thought he was going to die. While this was happening, St. Benedict the Moor appeared, whose holiness everyone knew. They called him, and the sick man told him to commend him to God and St. Francis of Assisi for health. St. Benedict the Moor replied, "Rejoice, because the Lord has given you the grace of health." The sick man fell asleep, and after 4 hours of resting, he woke up, and St. Benedict the Moor appeared again, along with another father of good stature, whom the sick man did not know. And St. Benedict the Moor repeated that the Lord had given him the grace of health. The sick man doubted and asked for a sign to certify that God had given him health. And then St. Benedict the Moor raised his hand and made the sign of the cross 3 times and disappeared. At that moment, he felt healthy and got up from the bed and began to walk as if he had never had that disease. The Friar Piazza declared, a year before the death of the servant of God, that one day a lady came with very sick eyes, and she wanted a prayer. St. Benedict the Moor at that time was washing some pots in the kitchen, and went to see the lady with his hand full of salt. He apologized, and with that hand, without washing it, he prayed with his hand over her eyes, and she was healed. One day, St. Benedict the Moor, while going to houses to ask for the alms of bread, he found a woman who was about to give birth. She was called Mrs. Bruno, and she was in a lot of pain because she couldn't give birth. When the people told the saint about the case, he was moved with compassion, raised his eyes to heaven, and commanded the creature to come out of the womb, saying, "Angela, come out." And immediately the child came out, and the lady had a girl, to the great wonder of those present. And she named her Angela, as he had called her. Mr. Bruno was a bricklayer, and working in the convent, he fell from a height of 15 feet or 4 meters. He was 60 years old and left breathless and dead. The servant of God went to see him, touched him around the waist, prayed an Our Father, made the sign of the cross, and he was totally healed. After a while, he continued working as if nothing had happened. The friar Giovanni was ill in the convent, and Saint Benedict the Moor went to visit him. When the sick man saw him, he begged him to pray for him and make the sign of the cross. The saint prayed 3 Our Fathers and 3 Hail Marys in honor of the Holy Trinity, and then made the sign of the cross. He had hardly left his cell when the sick man got up from the bed without pain. Father Angelo testified that he had heard that one fine day a Dominican master came to visit him because he had temptations against the Catholic faith, begging him to commend him to God so that he would remove the temptation. Saint Benedict the Moor gave him some advice. "You are a theologian, but I tell you that whenever temptation comes to you, make the sign of the cross over your heart and say a creed, that God will do you the charity of removing the temptation." The remedy was so effective that the first time he was tempted, it was not only removed, but he was totally delivered. A friar from Girgenti certified that being a companion of Saint Benedict the Moor, he saw him make a prayer on the arm of a person, and with the prayer, his arm was healed and the person began to shout that he was healed. John and Mrs. Russo testified that they went to the convent, and on the way, they met some ladies who were carrying a blind man who had totally lost his sight for a year. No medicine did him any good. They saw how Saint Benedict the Moor made the sign of the cross over his eyes, and the blind man immediately recovered his sight, and everyone began to shout, "Mercy," giving thanks to God. Mr. Nicola had gone to the mountain of the convent, climbed a tree about 5 feet or 1.5 meters high, and fell, hitting his head on a stone. Those who saw him thought that he had killed himself and that his head would be in pieces. Saint Benedict the Moor, who had seen him fall, began to shout, "Jesus, Mary, Jesus, Mary." He approached the fallen man, took him by the hand, and made him stand up. He did not have any injuries, and everyone considered it a great miracle of God for the merits of Saint Benedict the Moor. Mr. Cianciolo had an insane daughter called Johanna. They had her in chains, and none of the remedies did her any good. They even had her exorcised, thinking that she might be possessed. She was taken to Saint Benedict the Moor, and he prayed an Our Father, and then told her father and her mother, "Have faith, because in a few days she will be healthy." And so it happened. 3 days later, she was healed, as if she had never been insane, and everyone who knew her praised the Lord. One day, Saint Benedict the Moor found a poor man on the road whose mule had fallen and could not get up. It was his only livelihood for him and his family. His companion, a brother from Girgenti, asked him to do something, and Saint Benedict the Moor said a prayer for the poor animal, which was already half dead. Suddenly, he got up healthy, and the little man was able to ride again and continue on his way, cheerful and happy. Every Friday of the year, in honor of the Passion of Jesus, Saint Benedict the Moor fasted on bread and water. He always slept on the floor, except when he was sick. In his cell, he only had a cross painted with charcoal and some paper images of saints, and almost nothing else. And he disciplined himself frequently for love of Jesus and the salvation of souls. His normal job in the convent was to do the most humble jobs: wash the dishes, cook, sweep, serve at the table, wash the feet of the brothers. And when he was elected superior, he continued to do the same humble work as an example to others. However, the people of Palermo considered him a saint and wanted to cut pieces of his habit as relics, but he would not allow it. He didn't let his hand be kissed either, but his habit, and he didn't like being praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.